Another interesting news event concerning the U.S. and a nation in Asia. An American aircraft carrier has arrived near Vietnam for the first time since the Vietnam War ended in 1975. The USS Carl Vinson and its 5,000 sailors and pilots are scheduled to stay off Vietnam's east coast for a few days. Though the communist country was an enemy of America after the conflict, it's become more of an ally in recent years. In fact, the aircraft carrier's there now to capitalize on a growing friendship between the U.S. and Vietnam. One reason for that, and another reason for the U.S. ship's visit, is China.
Well, right now we're just off the coast of Vietnam near Da Nang, and we're on board this relatively small boat heading to that very large ship. That's the USS Carl Vinson. It's an aircraft carrier in the U.S. Navy, and it is moored right now a couple miles off the coast. This is the first time a U.S. aircraft carrier has made an official visit to Vietnam in more than 40 years, since the end of the Vietnam War, actually. Other Navy ships have visited since 2003, but this is different. This is an aircraft carrier, and it's emblematic of a changing relationship between both countries. Trade, for example, has exploded between both sides, and of course, both sides have been cooperating on security as well. It was just in 2016 that President Obama lifted an arms sales embargo on lethal weapons to Vietnam, and it was a major sign that the bilateral relationship had progressed to friendlier terms, and that does appear to be continuing under President Trump. The president visited here last year, Secretary of Defense Mattis was just here in January, and the ambassador to Vietnam says he hopes to keep that momentum going.
I think you're seeing the fruit of decades worth of effort to build bilateral trust, to overcome the legacies of war.